episode 66 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into the topic of overview of compression methods in data unloading. To start, let's understand why compression is critical in data unloading. In the context of data warehousing with Snowflake, unloading data efficiently is key to managing storage costs and ensuring fast data transfers. Compression reduces the size of your data, leads to lower storage costs, faster network transfers, and ultimately a more efficient data pipeline. Snowflake offers several compression methods, each with its unique advantages and use cases. First, let's talk about automatic compression. Snowflake automatically applies compression when storing data. This feature doesn't require any user intervention and is transparently handled by Snowflake. It uses advanced compression algorithms to reduce the size of stored data significantly without any loss of information. Second, we have the option to manually select the compression algorithm when unloading data. This is particularly useful when you have specific requirements for the downstream processing of unloaded data. Common algorithms include GZIP, BZ2, and ZSTD. GZIP is widely supported and offers a good balance between compression ratio and processing speed. BZ2 provides higher compression rates at the cost of longer compression times, while ZSTD is known for its excellent compression speeds and ratios, making it ideal for larger data sets. Another aspect to consider is the block size when using these compression algorithms, as it can significantly impact both the compression ratio and the time it takes to compress or decompress data. Experimenting with different block sizes can help you find the optimal settings for your use case. It's also important to understand how compression impacts the cost and performance of Snowflake. While compression reduces storage costs, it might increase compute costs due to the processing required to compress and decompress data. However, carefully choosing the right compression method and settings can lead to an overall reduction in cost. Furthermore, when unloading data from Snowflake, you have the flexibility to compress data into various file formats such as CSV, JSON, Parquet, or ORC. Parquet and ORC are especially noteworthy because they employ columnar storage formats, which not only offer superior compression, but also improve query performance for certain types of analytical workloads. Lastly, leveraging Snowflake's features like Snowpipe for continuous data loading and unloading can help manage and automate data compression. It enables seamless data movement and processing, making sure that data is efficiently compressed without manual intervention. In conclusion, understanding the various compression methods available in Snowflake and knowing how to apply them effectively is essential for managing data unloading processes optimally. This knowledge is crucial for anyone looking to excel in the Snowflake SnowPro Core certification. That wraps up our deep dive into the overview of compression methods in data unloading. I hope this episode has enriched your understanding and prepares you for your certification exam. Stay tuned for more in-depth training content, and remember, with the right knowledge and tools, mastering Snowflake is within your reach. Thank you for listening to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Goodbye.